The White House announced today that Budget Director Mitch Daniels intends to leave the administration within 30 days. His departure will complete the turnover of the entire economic team the president installed at the beginning of his term. Daniels' exit also comes as the administration tries to win support for a $550 billion tax cut. NPR's Brian Naylor reports from the White House.
Daniels announced his plans at a White House staff meeting this morning. He is the fourth member of the administration's economic team to step down in recent months, and his decision had been expected. Daniels is mulling a run for governor of Indiana, his home state. During a brief appearance this afternoon, President Bush said he'll miss Daniels.
I told him, I said, Mitch, we're going to miss you a lot in this administration. He has served us well. He has been a really good watchdog of the taxpayers' money.
Mitchell's resignation follows those of Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill and National Economic Council head Lawrence Lindsay and Glenn Hubbard, the author of the president's dividend tax cut proposal and former chair of the Council of Economic Advisers. Daniels was not forced out. He had been a favorite of conservatives, if not among lawmakers, for his often pugnacious and tight-fisted approach to spending. He once accused New York lawmakers of money grubbing for pursuing the $20 billion the president promised and eventually provided for rebuilding the region after September 11th. Daniels also once said the motto of lawmakers was, don't just stand there, spend something. And the president indicated that parsimony was a trait he would seek in finding Daniels' replacement. The president again pushed for his tax cuts today, both at an appearance before the Chamber of Commerce and in his brief meeting with reporters. Mr. Bush called on Congress to act boldly to pass a plan he says would create a million new jobs.
And the burden's on them right now. And we're going to send a lot of people up there from around the country, and we'll be sending our own folks here in the administration to work with members of the Congress to remind them that the size of the tax package will depend on them, and the bigger the package, the more likely it is that people are going to find a job here.
And while lawmakers have been trimming and shifting some key provisions of the Bush package, spokesman Ari Fleischer says the substance of the Hill product is, in his words, remarkably similar to what the president has proposed. Brian Naylor, NPR News, The White House.